Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few U.S. classrooms get to talk with a Peace Corps volunteer by telephone because they've been communicating throughout the year with a volunteer in the field. We've recorded some of those conversations. Today, students from Bitburg Elementary School, an American school in Germany, speak with Aaron Jenkins in Western Samoa about coral reef management.
Are the coral reefs healthy?
That's an interesting question. Samoa's coral reefs have had kind of a hard time of it in the past probably 10 to 20 years, because as the population of Samoa gets bigger, and as more and more land is developed and more rubbish is thrown into the sea, the corals have a harder time adapting. I think you guys learned about them in your research, that they're very fragile. And then the hurricanes, when they come in, they blow around and they can destroy the corals as well. They also used to have methods of fishing that included like breaking the corals to get to the fish. So that has stopped. And many villages are starting what's called coral gardening, which is to increase the number of corals. They're not exactly healthy, but work is being done to improve them.
That's good. Do you have anything to do with that kind of work, Aaron?
Actually, yes. My roommate who's here with me, Hannah, and I, both our work offices deal with coral gardening. So we help the villages learn how to make the little houses for the fish and the coral to live on, and then we help them attach pieces of live coral from elsewhere and then put it onto these houses so that it can grow in a protected area.
What do you teach about in the lessons at the schools?
Well, I teach about what we do at my office, which is the fisheries office, and we tell the students, because they're usually year 12 or year 11, so they're like seniors and juniors in high school. And we tell them about what we do and why it would be good for us to come to their village, and about the coral gardening programs, and we make fish reserves, about fish reserve programs, and kind of why all of these things will help Samoa make their fish populations better.
Have you made any improvements for the coral reefs?
Yeah, there's coral gardening, but in addition to coral gardening, it's very important that many villages are setting up fish reserves. And actually, another division of the government is setting up marine protected areas. And these make it so that people, generally speaking, people are not allowed in the fish reserve, which reduces the chances of people stepping on the coral. Because even if they're not meaning to hurt the coral, if you step on coral, it will die. So these fish reserves are very important in protecting that coral, because if they're protected, then when they have, like, their reproduction can increase coral elsewhere.
We want to say thank you very, very much. Gave us a lot of information. We appreciate it. So we all want to say...
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdell Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/wws/correspond.